Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Does right. Welcome to Significant Lovers, people. Welcome. Welcome. It's Kel and Mel.
Mm-hmm.
We are cousins.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mel.
I'm Kel.
Well, today is a fun episode. We're covering, you know, we're going international. We're doing a couple that is another case of did they or didn't they?
Will they, won't they?
Mm-hmm. I love a good mystery. So this is the story of Priyanka Chopra and Shah Rukh Khan, Bollywood actor and known as the King of Bollywood.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I really didn't know anything about this relationship. Like, I knew that Priyanka was obviously a really big Bollywood star before getting with Nick Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard that she had been, you know, really outcast in Bollywood.
I heard that too.
But didn't know why. And a lot of people speculate that it is because of an alleged affair between the two of them.
Yeah, I heard, all I knew about this was that she was considered kind of a, quote, homewrecker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does have that reputation.
So, okay, we always ask this question, how would you describe this relationship in three words?
Ooh, I didn't prepare for this. I would probably say mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Forbidden.
Forbidden fruit tastes the sweetest.
And suspicious.
Okay.
I mean, it's an affair after all.
I feel like I'm happy you're doing this couple.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess I'll air my biases right now. I'm not a big fan of Priyanka and Nick Jonas as a couple.
Well, why do you say that?
I think at worst, it seems maybe fake to me.
Mm-hmm.
At best, just seems very opportunistic and like they're selling their relationship, or I don't know. Priyanka just seems a little fake to me, but I don't know that much about her, so I'm intrigued to learn more.
Yeah, I also think that her relationship with Nick Jonas seems very much for the media. Like, I feel like they recognized how much media attention they were getting at the beginning, mm-hmm. and they just dove right into it.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
kind of all the Jonas brothers, I mean, not Kevin, but Joe Jonas, he's somewhat like that with his relationship too, but it's uh-huh. not as much in your face. Like,
yeah.
there was a time when Nick Jonas and Priyanka were pretty much everywhere.
Yep.
And it's like, okay. It's like, you know, those couples who make really lengthy Instagram captions. You're like, that's a sign to me that something is not right in this relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
just
I hope
don't,
that
I just
happy,
don't
but...
see chemistry with them. I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, and her clapping to nobody during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with him.
That was out of touch.
But yeah, that's, I'll try to keep an open mind, but.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people don't like Priyanka, but we'll get into it. I mean, so the thing about this affair is, like, this is, I mean, there are, like, forums online. Like, there's a whole Reddit community. Like, this is really, like, one of those
about
things.
About this?
Yeah, like, people really.
About her?
About this relationship.
What is, like, it called?
There's just, like, a lot of truthers. With,
wait, there's a subreddit just for this?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where people are, like, talking about it. Like, people for years have been trying to prove that this is was an actual affair that happened.
Oh.
I will say, I don't know after doing this research. I mean, I'm by no means an expert, like, but I, after putting all of this together, I'm not 100% convinced that something happened.
Really?
Gun to my head, I might lean towards there was an affair.
Okay.
But I can't say for certain.
Hmm.
And I think that's a part of the appeal to it.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
All right, so who is Shah Rukh Khan? He goes by SRK in Bollywood, And he's often referred to as the king of Bollywood. Like, I would say that he, wow, it seems like he's like the most famous actor over there. He's
how old is he?
57.
Okay, so he's like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he's like the Indian Brad Pitt, I would say.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So he was born on November 2nd, 1965 in New Delhi, India, in a neighborhood that's pretty old. It's quiet, residential, but still connected to the city via public transport.
Okay.
Comes from a Muslim family. His dad was Mir Taj Muhammad Khan, who was a fighter for India's independence against Britain and a member of the Indian National Congress. Mm. And his mom was Latif Fatima Khan, who was, I don't know, she practiced law. I'm not really sure specifically what she did.
That's okay.
And then he had an older sister. I think her name is pronounced Shehnaz, and she's 6 years older than him. His family was really middle class. His dad had several businesses, including owning a restaurant. And apparently SRK was pretty shy and introverted as a kid, but overcame that shyness through performing and doing impressions of Bollywood actors. As a teen, he attended the St. Columba's School, where he played hockey and soccer. Might have been field hockey, though, I'm not sure. And there he received the Sword of Honor Award, which was given to students who excel at academics and co-curricular activities. So really just a, you know, kind of like our last episode, like a popular guy, like man of many
all
traits.
Around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while in school, he started dating a woman named Gauri Chibber, who he met at a mutual friend's party. And her parents were originally against them dating because they had religious differences. His family was Muslim. Her was Hindu. But they got over it and they came to love SRK. And he spent a lot of time with them learning their culture and learning how to speak Hindi fluently. And he was going to pursue sports, but then he injured his shoulder. And so he turned to theater. And sadly, at just 16, his dad had died of cancer, which affected him greatly. And then in college,
That's tragic.
I know, it's really sad. And in college, he studied economics at Hans Raj College. He got his bachelor's degree there. But he did a lot of acting as well in the theater and like the theater community. And after he started studying for his master's, but then left to pursue acting full time. And he got his first big film debut in the film Fauji in 1989, in which he played the leading role of a cadet in training. And from there, he started making guest appearances and had minor roles in other TV shows. Actually, that Fauji might be a TV show. I'm not sure.
No worries.
Yeah, I think one hard thing with this episode was, obviously, I'm not as educated about, like, or I just don't know enough about Bollywood. So, yeah, like, yeah, I feel like if I knew more about, like, these TV shows and films, it would be easier to, like, draw connections to things. But
yeah, and get the context of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, bear with me. There's some things that you guys are probably going to be, if you know a lot about this, might be like, what? You did, so.
No. Yeah, don't hurt us.
Don't hurt us, please. So, then in the 90s, sadly, 10 years after his father passed away, his mom passed away too. She died from diabetes complications.
He's an orphan now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in his 20s, but
still
very sad. And his sister was actually so depressed about his mom's death that she came to live with him and he took care of her. Just really a lot going on. And then just a few weeks after his mom died, him and Gauri, his high school sweetheart, they got married on October 25th, 1991 in a small ceremony in Delhi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at this time, she started studying fashion design. So she's a very, like, beautiful, artistic woman, just very stylish and sleek and elegant.
Mm.
And then he began to pursue film acting to escape the grief from his mom dying. He signed a deal with some production company and worked on 4 films right away. And he became really known for playing, like, very romantic and charming characters.
Oh.
But also showed that he had a very strong range in his characters that he played. He did some, like, anti-hero villainous roles as well, and just had a lot of success, like, very early on. And then off screen, His charisma and energy as a celebrity made him a cultural icon and immensely popular. And people were really interested in his relationship with Gauri, his wife, who at this time now was becoming an interior designer. She started designing homes for celebrities and like very high profile clients. And she was just known for her fashion and her, eye for design.
She has that eye for design. Mm-hmm.
And they started having a family in 1997. They welcomed their first son, Orion. I think that's how you say it. And then in 2000, they had their second child, their only daughter. I think you pronounce her name Suhana. And so they have two little babies. He continued to have a lot of success and star in many critically acclaimed films. And,
do they have their own version of the Oscars?
They do. I forget what you call it, but I think he's won. I forget what it's called.
I bet.
He also started his own, in the early 2000s, his own production company as well. So, like, has won a lot of awards and been critically acclaimed for filmmaking, too, like, behind the scenes.
That's also like Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Mm. I really think he is, like, the Indian Brad Pitt. That's what I would describe him as.
His plan B.
Yeah.
Why is it called that? I mean, I know it's Brad, maybe, but...
Oh. Yeah, that is weird.
But why...
I wonder...
Is it a play on the emergency contraceptive?
No, I don't know. But then, so we have Priyanka Chopra. Priyanka Chopra.
Us Americans know her. We know her very well.
Yeah, she's now an American celebrity as well. I honestly, admittedly, didn't know who SRK was.
Me neither.
But
huge, we're frauds.
I know, huge celebrity though. Like
now we do.
This guy's a big deal. And Priyanka, she is also a pretty big deal, I guess. So she was born July 18th, 1982 in Jamshedpur. Guys, okay. Don't tell me if I said it wrong. It's a very industrial, relaxed city. It's known for its prestigious colleges. And she comes from a Hindu family. Both her parents were physicians in the Indian Army. Her dad was Ashok Chopra, a physician. Just, I think, a regular physician. Her mom was Dr. Madhu Chopra, a gynecologist.
Whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then she has a brother, Siddharth, I think is how you say his name. He's 7 years older than her. And obviously their family moved around a lot because her parents were in the army.
And that's the key to being a famous person, exactly. As we've learned on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't have one place to call home.
Yep.
Nope. And you will be successful.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
You need to have no ties to people.
So true. That's probably what it is, though. Maybe. Yeah. Because you're also used to reinventing yourself.
Oh, my God.
And
you're
to
so
be a
right.
celebrity.
Being a new person.
Yeah, you have to constantly evolve and brand yourself. That's probably a big key to success.
Yeah. Because
they're constantly trying to, like, make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
And step outside their comfort zone.
I wonder if anyone has ever done a research study paper on this.
This could be a thesis if someone was in college. Like,
because we have already found through our show that so many people moved around a lot when they were young.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
If anyone's in college and you want an idea for a thesis, like the psychology of moving around a lot as a kid, like how that affects you later in life.
Mm-hmm. I think most of our listeners are not kids anymore, so probably too late for anybody to...
There might be some college students listening.
Yeah. No, I mean to they themselves.
Oh.
Move around.
Oh, I
also,
know.
Also, you have to have your parents decide you that. You have no control over it. The kid can't say, like, we have to move.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of devastating, the idea of moving as a kid, though.
Oh, I know.
I remember being really afraid of that happening.
Even in my hometown, they redistricted people in elementary school.
Yeah, that happened to Caitlin.
Yeah, and like people were devastated to have to go to a whole new school.
I know. That's scary. Mm-hmm. Just losing all your friends.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Anyways. Back to Priyanka.
She was always a new kid, wherever she went, always, traveling. But she liked it. She didn't have any problem with it. And then at 13 years old, she actually moved to the United States, where she lived with her aunt in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh my God. Another key to being famous, be from Newton, Massachusetts.
Yes, that's so true.
So many people are from there.
Mm-hmm. Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Krasinski, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those like comedy office people. I was just looking at this with Shannon, I think. We were just looking at a list of people from Newton.
Oh, that's so funny.
Is PJ Novak from there? Or no, just Mindy. He's from Cambridge, right? Steve Carell, maybe?
Okay, that can't be everybody from The Office.
You're right.
There's a lot of people listed here that... Oh, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon, Steve Carell, same thing.
Matt LeBlanc?
Oh, yeah, that was one of them. I can't believe that. What's all these comedic actors from Newton?
It says Joe Rogan.
Is that true? Wouldn't we know that? But maybe not.
Well, he was born in Newark, New Jersey. Later on, he moved around a lot.
Oh my God. Key to fame.
Yeah.
Move around a lot and have one of those places be Newton, Massachusetts.
Literally, that's so weird. But she don't... Okay, I don't know if it was in Newton because she had also lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Queens, New York at some point too. I don't know if that was also with her aunt. Hmm. I think most of the time was spent in Newton though.
Wow.
She didn't have a great time here in the States. She was bullied and experienced a lot of racism in high school with kids saying racist things to her like, Brownie, go back to your country. She took it very personally and she internalized it. And after 3 years, she went back to India where she finished off her senior year of high school.
Why did she do that? Just for... I was going to say stability, but it seems like she still moved around a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. Maybe... I'm not sure. Just to try out America.
Yeah.
I really don't know. But she had a much better time in India at the beginning, like before fame, I guess. Like she won the local May Queen beauty pageant and then started to be followed by a ton of admirers. Her family even needed to bar her home for protection.
Oh my God.
A lot of people were interested in Priyanka. And then in 2000, her mother apparently entered her into the Femina Miss India pageant, which I listened to the Celebrity Book Club memoir, and I think were like, she lied. Like, her mom did not enter her. Like, she probably entered that, like, entered it herself, which maybe. But she won, and then she won the Miss India World title. So she really, took it all the way home.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And get this. So when she
was
in the pageant for Miss India in 2000, she was, I think, 17 years old.
Okay.
And one of the celebrity judges was SRK. And he's 35 years old at the time.
I thought you were going to say Donald Trump.
No. He's so, Shah Rukh Khan is 35 years old. He's
SRK.
Married.
Mm-hmm,
with two kids. And he asks her a question. He says, this is hypothetical. Who would you rather marry? A great Indian sportsman with all the records in Indian cricket like Azhar Bhai. Here who would make our country proud, take you all around the world and make you swell with pride, or an artistic business person with a difficult name to pronounce like Swarovski, who would bedeck you with jewels and fine necklaces and you will never have to buy a chandelier for your house ever again. Or
they both seem pretty good.
I know. Or a Hindi film star like me who has nothing better to do than give you complicated multiple choice questions about a hypothetical wedding like this.
What? That's kind of weird.
I know.
A married man
and she's 17.
And he is kind of asking like, would you marry me?
Mm-hmm. And he ends it by saying, I'm sure Czar and Swarovski wouldn't mind, so go for me.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming on to her.
Yeah. I feel like he was kind of blushing too.
I don't really get the artistic businessman.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like a contradiction in terms.
It is a weird question to ask. Like, okay, here's three different men.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be with? Like, it's not, I don't know. My answer would be so bad. Like, I would just be like, honestly, just whoever I'm into, like, who's ever cutest.
Yeah, none of them, they all seem pretty wealthy. I know, like the underlying trait. Yeah, they don't even seem that different.
Mm-hmm. But so she said, if I was to choose these three great difficult choices, I would go for a great Indian sportsman because when I come back home or he comes back home, I know I will be there to be his support, to tell him that I am proud of him as much as India is. To be able to tell him, hey, look, you did your best. I will take immense pride in my husband, who will be a man of strong character if he can bring so much pride to my country. Is that really the reason someone marries someone? The country is proud of you and so am I. You can be proud of anybody you're married to.
I know. Well, you know, it's for the pageant.
Exactly. I would really crack under pressure with questions like that. That's really hard. So then she won, and after, you know, winning Miss India, she then went on to win Miss World.
Wow.
In London in 2000. And so she's on the map. She's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And she started receiving film offers right away. And she became known for her nicknames as well. So people call her PC. And
PC.
She also goes by Piggy Chopra.
Piggy Chopra. That's cute.
And I think Piggy C. Yeah.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
And she also had a few relationships when she was younger. She dated actor Harman Bawuja. I'm not sure if I said that right. After they worked on the 2008 film Love Story 2050 together. And they dated for almost 2 years. And then she dated actor Shahid Kapoor for about 2 or 3 years. That was a pretty private relationship. Not really too sure. Don't know too much about it, but he'll come up later.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So then, obviously, SRK and Piggy C, they had met at the pageant in 2000, but this was, you know, years before. So then they reconnected in 2006 when they both starred in the film Dawn together, which is a Hindi language action thriller. At this time, SRK is 41, and Piggy Chopra is 24. And SRK, he's a father of a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they play opposite each other. So SRK plays two characters in this film. He plays Don, who's a criminal mastermind, and Vijay, who's a street smart man who takes Don's place for whatever reason. It might be a mistaken identity, something. I haven't seen it.
Wait, is it Piggy or Piggy?
Piggy.
Oh, Piggy. Piggy. Okay.
Which my brothers used to call me that growing up. Oh. It was not a name of endearment,
Is it Piggy C? What did you say?
I think it's Piggy Chopra.
Okay, Piggy Chopra. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she might also go by Piggy C.
What, was there another one that was like PC?
PC.
Okay, PC, yeah. Okay.
Which I see it's PC, but they also write P-E-E-C-E.
Oh, okay. That's so cute.
Yeah, it is cute. And I kind of like saying SRK because we just did JFK, so.
SRK. I like it too.
Mm-hmm. So Priyanka plays a character named Roma in the film who's an officer who is assigned to take down Don, and she works alongside SRK's other character, Vijay, to take him down. And after first meeting, Priyanka said, I remember the first time I watched Shah Rukh on screen. I thought he was electric. There's something about him that draws you in and makes you believe in the magic of cinema. Mm-hmm. He was a huge inspiration for me growing up, and working with him was a dream come true. And their characters in the film have an adversarial relationship, but there's a lot of tension and clear attraction for each other. Though that's not really the focus of the film. Like, they don't even really kiss, I think, in the first film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they did some smaller projects together. She had made a guest appearance in a film that he was in, and they went to some award shows together. But it seems like they just have a decent working relationship. I wouldn't say there's anything suspicious going on. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay.
But then in 2010, they start filming Dawn 2, the sequel to their film together. They start filming in Berlin in October of that year. And then in December, Priyanka appears on the show Coffee with Corinne, which is a popular show in India. And people note that it seems like she's blushing a lot whenever she talks about SRK.
Interesting.
And she's acting very exaggerated, fawning over him. And she's actually there with her boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
And people just thought it was really disrespectful. I couldn't actually find...
People thought it was disrespectful.
I couldn't really find the interview. Or if I did, like, it wasn't in English, so it didn't...
Yeah.
Mean much to me, but everywhere I said, like, this is like kind of the first sign that something something might be happening.
Did you watch it just in what language even is it? Cut this out.
I think it's in Hindi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you just watch it like that?
The thing is, like, they do speak like English, like every now and then, like a couple things they would say would be in English, and then it's like they'd go back to speaking in Hindi. Really makes Americans seem so stupid how like pretty much everything's in English.
But. I know.
So then it's 2011. Is this a full year later? Must be. In October, there are reports that Priyanka and her boyfriend, Shahid Kapoor, broke up. Maybe because of how close she's gotten with SRK. People notice that he unfollows both SRK and Piggy Chopra PC on social media. And Priyanka unfollows Shahid, and Shahrukh continues to follow him.
Okay, interesting.
So people think, you know, what's going on, you know?
Piggy Chopra.
Mm-hmm. And then, I know, I love that, Piggy. So then it's 2012, it's January, and this is probably one of the most damning pieces of evidence. And I love the Indian tabloids, like the way that they like imply things without directly saying what they think it is. So Priyanka, in January, visited SRK's office at 11 p.m. and they are seen leaving together in separate cars at 3:15 a.m.
Damn.
Pretty late.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
This tabloid writes, on Tuesday night, Priyanka visited SRK's office in Mumbai at about 11 p.m. and nothing seemed out of the ordinary, especially by Bollywood standards. Just like a good old catch-up session between two extremely busy and famous best friends. A considerable amount of effort was made by their staff to avoid the two being photographed together, which was extremely odd, as SRK and Priyanka have posed and preened together a million times over and proclaimed their affection for each other to anyone who'd lend an ear, ...
Like, it's like, okay, they're really, like, implying here.
That's so funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
I actually see, I think it's, like, India Times or something.
Mm-hmm.
They always write about Rob and Kristen.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because I had Google search results sent to me, emails, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so funny. They're like, nothing out of the ordinary, but this is interesting.
Why be secretive now? You have always been so affectionate towards each other. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. It was just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I could see if it was like a work party, everybody's together till 3 a.m. or something, but she goes to his office.
In his office that late at night?
That's weird.
You wouldn't have a meeting that late at night.
Till 3 a.m.
He's a married man. Like, that's just not a good look. I would not want my husband that I don't have.
I also would not want my husband meeting with this young girl till 3 a.m.
A beautiful woman who 8 years before he had made comments to during the pageant.
Even if they were just talking, it's like, what's going on?
Exactly. Yeah, you know? What would you even be talking about
that
late at night? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yep, yep.
Nothing. So, rumors start spreading. It seems like, you know, everybody thinks something is happening. And there's even reports that Gauri is increasingly annoyed with the closeness of Priyanka and SRK and how much she keeps praising him in the press. And then there's a photo taken from backstage at an award show where it looks like he's whispering in her ear and she's giggling.
Oh my gosh, let me see. Oh my god. Does he have his hand on her knee?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it looks pretty damning.
Yeah. It looks like he's, if I didn't know any better, I would think that he's kissing her ear. And she looks totally smitten.
Wow. So. I wonder if she misses this time.
Maybe. It's kind of reminding me of when everybody thought that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were having an affair. Not as bad.
Yeah. But then I did feel kind of played by that. I feel like that was maybe just for the movie.
Publicity. Well, that's, like, this is the thing. I'm like, well, how much of this could be publicity?
That's
like,
true.
Could this be a PR alleged affair?
It could be.
So then they attended a party to celebrate a film called Agnipath? I'm not sure. And they went to a nightclub, and they arrived separately, but inside they were seen talking to each other and very deep in conversation. And then the photos came out from inside a Dawn 2 after party where it appears as though Priyanka has her pinky finger in his pocket.
Oh my god. Not the pinky. Oh wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I see it. That means something.
Yeah.
You gotta be pretty close to someone to put your pinky in their pocket.
Yeah, and it's close to, you know, a sensitive area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Jeans pockets, yeah.
No,
Not sweatshirt pocket.
I would not put my hand in somebody's pocket unless I had slept
with them. Yeah, probably not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if I was, like, on a first date, second date, my hand would not go in that pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a very intimate thing.
You
would have
had to at least lie on top of each other.
Yes. I would never put my hand in a friend's pocket. Unless I was looking for something.
Yeah, that means something.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty damning piece of evidence. Like, gun to my head, I do think something happened, but...
I do, too, based on what you've told me so far.
April, Priyanka was asked in a panel about past comments she had supposedly made about SRK and all the blushing that she had done over him, and she had responded with, "I never said any of the sort." So I think she's catching on to the fact that people think
something's really
happening. Mm-hmm.
How can she say she never said that, though?
I know.
Don't people know?
Yeah.
Like, it's recorded?
Yeah. So then it's May, May 25th, director Karan Johar, who is a very close, good friend of SRK and his wife, he has this very star-studded birthday party. And leading up to this, it's reported that he's on bad terms with Priyanka, and he refuses to cast her in anything. And despite this, SRK invites Priyanka to his birthday party. And at the party, he jumps over a sofa when she arrives and kisses her on the cheek, which very much upsets his wife.
Understandable. Mm-hmm.
And then this director, Karan Johar, I guess he had apparently, like, even tweeted stuff, like, confirming that he just didn't like Priyanka. And, like, so he was very loyal to Gauri, SRK's wife. And, you know, had been like, okay, she's denied from being in any of my films.
Yeah. Well, some people just don't stand for that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But it is kind of critical. Like, why is he okay with SRK?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. I know. I do think there's a lot of sexism in this. Like, people are definitely a lot harder on Priyanka than, I mean, he's the one who's married. She doesn't really have any commitments to anybody if this is going on.
Yeah. I do think it is wrong. I don't think that she's totally innocent or anything, but it definitely takes two to tango, as they say. So that is kind of sexist.
Yeah, and also he has a lot more influence than her. Like, he's older.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around for a lot longer. He's a much bigger celebrity. And so I could see if you're her, you're young, you're up and coming, it would be very hard to turn down someone who has a lot of influence over your career.
Yeah.
And he was, like, really helping her out and stuff, so... I mean, how could you reject his... I mean, I would even be nervous, like, if I reject him. What if he, you know, ousts me in Bollywood?
Interesting.
So then it's June, we're at the Berlin Film Festival, and SRK walked the red carpet with his wife, and he didn't pose with Priyanka or attend any of the press conference. They were only together inside during the actual screening. I think this is for Dawn too. But later they did leave for Dubai together to promote Dawn too. So it's not like they're completely avoiding each other.
Okay.
But it did seem like there was a deliberate avoidance, especially when he was with his wife. There's reports that Gauri had banned Priyanka from attending any Bollywood events, and she had persuaded bigwigs to not work with her. So she had a lot of influence, it seems.
Wow.
And afterwards, the two seemingly kept a very low profile and distance from each other, and they had claimed that they are nothing more than friends, which I didn't really see too many denials, actually. But
what do you mean?
Like, I never saw, like, a quote that was like, no, we're not dating, or like, we're not having an affair. But maybe they did. I think, or maybe their people just, like, denied reports or something. So then in September, Priyanka starred in a film called Barfi, in which she plays a character with autism. And SRK had previously played a character with autism in the film My Name is Khan. And so Priyanka tweets, "Also, thank you at IamSRK for lending me all your My Name is Khan research. You gave me perspective on Jamil. Oh, you another one. ... Love always."
Girl.
Girl, if people think you're having an affair with him, why would you, flame the fires or whatever?
There's already stories about this.
And then Priyanka is collaborating with Lady Gaga's producer, Red One, to start her music career. She's debuting her song In My City featuring will.i.am.
Red One.
And apparently SRK is asked about this in an interview, and he says, "Priyanka has the capacity and talent to become the first crossover star from India, our first creative export. She has a super team backing her, and she's truly an international brand and will make India very proud." Wow. And earlier in that year, SRK had actually done an interview with Lady Gaga, leading people to think that he got Priyanka in touch with Lady Gaga's people.
Oh.
I could see that's
interesting. Yeah. I could see it too. Wow.
And then in October, at an event, SRK was asked about Priyanka. I'm not sure what the question was, but I think it was in reference to, tabloids and rumors and gossip. And he said, "I feel extremely sorry for her. Priyanka wasn't shown the respect I show her or other women. Priyanka Chopra is one of the closest friends that I have. She is very close to my heart and always will be." And in December, SRK is in development for a film called Happy New Year. And there are reports that he was trying to get Priyanka cast in the film, though she allegedly turned it down.
Interesting.
So it seems like he's not really, putting a stop to their friendship or whatever. He still is really actively putting in an effort with her.
Seems like.
Then in 2013, in January, it's the 19th annual Colors Screen Awards. And during the show, Priyanka and SRK perform a romantic song and dance number on stage.
What?
Where Priyanka even slaps him and kisses him as a part of the bit on the cheek. Kisses him on the cheek with Gauri in the audience. So this, they're sending a message, this is all rumors, we're all good. Everything's fine.
But what about the meeting? What about the pinky?
I know, exactly. The pinky is the most damning evidence. And then apparently Gauri and SRK left the ceremony holding hands, proving to people that all is well and it's just a bit. And, that would really squash my suspicions too. It seems like things are okay for his marriage. SRK and his family posed for the April issue of Hello Magazine together, and meanwhile Priyanka and him attend the Time of India Film Festival together in Vancouver later in April. And then in June, sadly, Priyanka's father passes away after suffering from cancer. And she was very close with her dad. It seemed like he was very supportive of her.
So sad.
And SRK attended the funeral service in Mumbai, where he was photographed wearing a sling after recently recovering from shoulder surgery. And there are reports that he allegedly helped with the arrangements for the funeral service.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's close.
Yeah, and around
very close.
Around this time, there's actually reports that they supposedly had gotten secretly married.
What?
In a nikah ceremony, which is an Islamic marriage ceremony, back in March in Dubai.
What?
In a mosque with close friends and family witnessing the event.
But isn't he still married?
Yeah, but apparently in the Islam faith, you're allowed to have four wives, but
oh.
I don't know how much that's really practiced.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
cultural differences.
Yeah, yeah. And people think it's because her father was dying, so like they did it so that he could witness her get married. But would her father really want to see her get married to a man who's already married? I'm not sure. I don't believe it.
Was her family Muslim or Hindu?
I don't think so, actually. Okay. I think they're Hindu.
Do you think this is true?
No.
Okay.
So. This is all like blind items.
And oh, rumors. Okay.
But it just goes to show like this is like a really out in the really mainstream rumor.
Okay. Wow.
I doubt it's true, but so then in July, so this is just a month later, SRK announces that he and his wife, Gari, had recently welcomed a baby boy into their life via surrogacy, and the baby was born premature. Baby's okay now, though. But
oh, wow.
Priyanka is then asked about her thoughts on surrogacy in an interview, and it's so awkward. And she says, I don't really have an opinion on that. I think I've never really thought of kids in marriage and stuff right now. So when I think about it, I think I don't have an opinion. And she never, and like the interviewer says like, oh, because like SRK just welcomed a baby. She never says congratulations to him or I'm so happy
oh,
for
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very awkward.
That is awkward.
So then there's a report that SRK is set to host the International Indian Film Academy Awards. And in his monologue, there was a joke about how one actor had been linked to a ton of Bollywood women, and one of them was Priyanka, and SRK reportedly asked them to remove Priyanka's name from the joke.
Whoa.
And said that she was going through a lot and didn't want to make any jokes at her expense.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly have a close relationship.
Yeah. Oh,
very. He seems very, like, protective of her.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But it seems like after he welcomed this baby with his wife, there are rumors of a falling out between him and Priyanka. I hope if they really were having an affair that she wasn't blindsided by the fact that he was welcoming another child into the world. But who knows? I mean, I think the surrogacy was a secret, so that would be really devastating.
Wow.
If they were having an affair, like, I wonder where she thought it would go, you know?
I know. Seems like they weren't planning on splitting up at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Him and Gari, is that his
name? Yeah, Gari.
Him and Gari.
So, yeah, you know, she's even hosting a party with her friends to celebrate her voice acting role in the Disney film Planes, which I didn't know that she was
oh,
in that.
Oh, cute.
SRK is not on the guest list. I mean, this is one of her closest friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of telling.
Interesting. That's crazy people know that.
Mm-hmm. And she's asked by a newspaper if she has seen his most recent film, Shanghai Express, and she says, I've been very busy since in the last 6 months. There are a lot of movies I have to catch up. So no.
Sounds okay.
Like she hasn't seen it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then in October, they were both in London at the same time, but reportedly for separate businesses. And at this time, it's just believed that they're not really friends anymore. And then in November, they both attend the same event and had gone out of their way to avoid each other.
Okay. Wow.
Then we're going to 2014. There's reports that they're both shooting different things at the same studio one day, but again, went out of their way to avoid each other and not interact. And then in December of that year, there's a blind item on I don't know where it is, like where it originally was posted. I found it on some forum. And people think that this is about Priyanka and her previous boyfriend, Shahid Kapoor.
Okay.
It says, you will be excused for thinking this is a story of two teenagers, but in fact it involves two top actors of B-Town who were in a relationship a few years ago. So this is how the story begins. The actor had clicked a sexy picture of his smoking hot ex-girlfriend in a towel. He recently showed the pic to someone or someone happened to see it, and this bit of information traveled via a trustworthy industry grapevine and reached the ears of the actress in question. Needless to say, she was livid. She called up her ex enraged. He listened to her and quietly because, well, he knew he had messed up. But what she said next changed his reaction to her tirade from apologetic to angry. She said to him, "If you ever do something of this sort again, you will be banned from the industry. You will have no work left because you know who I am with now. You know who I am talking about. He will make sure you pay." Oh. The actress was hinting at this top married actor that she had been linked to in the last few years. The ex-beau wasn't going to take this threat lightly and turned around and asked her to name the man she was talking about. He snapped, "Who?" There was silence on the other end. Naturally, she could not name him. He asked again, "Who? Who?" There was no reply. The actress had hung up.
How do people know that? Did he tell somebody?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, probably. If that's true about the photo going through the grapevine, then maybe. Mm-hmm. So wait, she was in a towel?
Yeah, I guess
that's not even that bad.
I know. Why would you blow your cover like that?
I mean, was the towel wrapped around her?
No, I'm not sure. Maybe it was like a towel around her shoulder and everything else was out and about. Who knows? But
just a towel on her
head. I mean, who knows if this is really about them? They're not named, but it does seem like she's saying, like, you know, I'm with someone really mm-hmm. powerful, so you better watch out.
Mm.
This poor guy. So anyways, it's New Year's and there's a musical telecast, this is still 2014, called okay. Got Talent World Stage, and both SRK and Priyanka give a performance at the show, but it doesn't seem like they really interact.
Hmm.
But I can imagine if you're like wow. a truther with all this stuff, you're like, oh my god, they're gonna be on stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no real evidence there.
Wow.
So then it's 2015, Priyanka signed a talent hosting deal with ABC Studios and made her transition to Hollywood as she was cast on the show Quantico.
Wow. And
as recently as this year, Priyanka went on Dax Shepard's podcast Armchair Expert, and when explaining why she left Bollywood for Hollywood, she said, "I was being pushed into a corner in the industry. I had people not casting me. I had beef with people. I'm not good at playing the game, so I kind of was tired of the politics, and I said I needed a break."
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah, like, that kind of confirms people's suspicions.
I think so. I mean, she doesn't name it, but it's like, what do you mean playing politics? Like, what? Why would people?
Yeah. Beef.
Why would you have beef with people?
Yeah.
Like, tell us more.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I feel like a faker answer, but one that doesn't confirm suspicions, would be just to say, like, oh, I wanted different roles, or mm-hmm. just wanted to push my creativity, or blah, blah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's filmmakers I really wanted to work with. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's suspicious.
There's so many. I feel like I can imagine so many reasons someone would want to work in Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know, to say it's because, like, I was on the outs with people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You could just say, like, I always wanted to. I love old Hollywood. Like, I don't know.
You know what is interesting, though? Like, her relationship with Nick Jonas was so high profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost wonder if that's on purpose, because Americans don't hear that and they're not like, what? Like, what happened in India? Like, Americans, like, don't really care that she maybe had an affair with a married man. So
I think most people just have no idea too.
I mean, they're like, when you think of Priyanka, like, you think of Nick Jonas. Like,
yeah,
she's really like, that dirty laundry is like really like not important over here.
I know,
she really started anew.
She really did.
She really reinvented herself.
Yeah,
so she did well for herself. Like, she's a pretty successful Hollywood star.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Quantico.
Me neither.
And I actually don't know what else she's in, but
I feel like she's been in some other movie. She's in some upcoming movie. Wait, there's some movie coming out soon that she's in, I swear.
Oh, yeah. It's like, is it a romantic comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But I can't remember what it's about.
I forget.
I only saw it one time, a trailer.
Yeah. I'm not as, like, in touch with, like, what's coming out this summer. I don't really know, like, It's the Barbie movie, I guess. So IndieWire writes a feature about Quantico and casually mentions that Priyanka's co-stars, Jake McLaughlin and Graham Rogers, reveal that part of their on-set antics include stealing Chopra's Segway board, a gift from her boyfriend, until he eventually bought them their own.
Wow.
And so people...
Segway.
Yes. The... Like a hoverboard.
Yeah.
So people, and like Priyanka at this time... is not publicly dating anybody. I mean, she could have a boyfriend that nobody knows about. Maybe. But people...
Someone rich.
Mm-hmm, who would just not only buy her a hoverboard, but buy her coworkers hoverboards.
Oh my god. Those must be expensive.
Mm-hmm. So people think, oh, this is SRK. Still. But if he's still in the picture, like, that's a pretty long time.
That is a long time. I do think that affairs can go on for a very long time.
Yeah, because there's no, like, because they're not...
no end.
They're not officially together, so there's no breakup.
Yeah,
and it can be very off and on.
Yep. And they never get to experience what's really like to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easier to just keep going because it's like a fantasy the whole time, you know?
Exactly. That's so true.
So it's possible.
I mean, the fact that... like, I feel like only, like, a superstar like him would just, like, buy co-stars, like, a gift like that.
Yeah,
maybe she was dating somebody else, but...
Maybe. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2016, it was announced that Priyanka would star in a remake of Baywatch, and Shah Rukh is asked about this, and he said, I don't know about it. I think Achievements of All Stars... internationally is fantastic.
Okay.
Very vague answer.
Yeah.
But you know, these answers like this, it's like the fact that you guys like were publicly really good friends and now it seems like you're not, like,
yeah.
If people really thought that I was having an affair with someone and it was like so mainstream, like I feel like even if it really wasn't true, I would be so adamant of like publicly talk in interviews, like, yeah, people like thought we were together but we're not, like, we're just the fact that like they like don't really acknowledge it.
I know. That is interesting.
Yeah, I would, you know, go on the armchair expert and be like, yeah, people thought I was having an affair and I wasn't, like,
I know, say the classic, he's like my brother.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean that the finger in that pocket. I just go back to that is so telling. I guess I don't even need any more evidence.
I know. I think that's really telling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Touch someone's pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, to touch, like, a belt loop or anything. That's mm-hmm. intimate.
That's very boyfriend-girlfriend. Very. Maybe, like, a sweatshirt pocket. No, still.
Still.
Any, like, a pocket is very, like, personal.
Because what if there's a tissue in there?
Yes.
I used tissue.
Yeah.
Only someone so close to you would be comfortable with you mm-hmm. putting your hand in there.
It's so true. I was going to say something like really... I'm not going to say it.
No, say it.
But it's just like a pocket is like a hole in your clothing. And so to stick your hand in somebody else's hole on them, whether even in a clothing, like it's suggestive.
That is suggestive.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I just, I wouldn't do it.
I don't know what was up with my tissue
maybe,
idea.
Maybe in a split second, her finger accidentally like
no, that doesn't slipped. Make any sense. I know you're just being nice.
No.
For a split second, her finger fell into his pocket. Pant pockets are tight.
They're pretty tight. No, they're really tight jeans that he's wearing. Like, you'd have to really try to get your finger in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give it a try. Like, I'll try to stick my finger in, like, a guy friend's pant pocket and see what he thinks. Like, no, that's really... If I would be so bold,
like, that would be so suggestive. I dare you to try that this weekend on somebody.
Okay.
I'll try it on Charlie later.
Yeah.
See what he notices.
Yeah.
Just my pinky.
It doesn't even seem like he's reacting to it, which shows a level of comfort between them.
You know, they have those people, body language experts.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you just know from body language.
Exactly. I feel like a lot of people saw that picture and they were like, I don't need to see anything else.
Yep.
Like, I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced.
I only really have one more piece of evidence. So, yeah, the last piece of evidence that I have is from 2017, where Priyanka appeared on one of those, like, YouTube little shows. It's like an InStyle show. It's called Dirty Laundry, where I guess celebrities bring pieces of their clothes, laundry, wardrobe, and they just talk about different clothing pieces and what they mean to them. And she brings on an old leather jacket.
Let's hear it.
What's next, PC?
I was a little unsure about this one, whether I should, but the new show is called Dirty Laundry, so I said I might as well. Mm-hmm. So this is a jacket that I literally live in. And
it's a hoodie.
Yeah, and it's my airport jacket, but it belonged to an ex-boyfriend. That's.
Can you still smell him?
God, I hope not. No, now you only smell me.
Why did you keep this jacket?
Things get exchanged, but this one I really, really loved because it's just, I don't know, it kind of became mine.
Right.
It stopped being his, like, after it stayed back at my house once, and then I just kind of wore it.
Did he ever want it back?
He asked for it, and I said no. I was like, no. That's what happens in relationships. Sorry. It's Dolce & Gabbana, and it was just, it's such, it's the best thing on airports, and I'm it's always
like,
wearing it.
It's like butter.
It really is, and I'm always wearing it at an airport because it's comfortable.
Do you wear the hoodie bit?
Yeah.
Put it up.
It's got a hoodie. Oh.
Rolling with the hoodies.
That's weird because I just watched the video, guys. I feel like it fits her too well.
I know, to be a man.
To be a man.
Yeah.
It doesn't look too big or anything.
So people obviously dug up an old photograph of him wearing
the
jacket.
Is it the same jacket?
It's got the same, like, little...
There's, like, a little logo on
it.
Oh, my God.
And then...
What? Why would she do that?
Get this. After this, a fan tweets, OMG, at Priyanka Chopra might have just told the world her relationship with I am SRK. And apparently, PC then liked the post, and there's even a screenshot that she liked the tweet, and then she unliked it, and then the fan tweeted, okay, so Priyanka Chopra just liked and then unliked my tweet, which spoke about how I am SRK was her ex-boyfriend. What is happening, guys?
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the way she said, all right, I just thought I'd bring this because dirty laundry.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if I should, but I, okay, I'm going to do it. Why would she do that?
People were really
pissed about this, though. People were like, okay, she's doing this on purpose. Like, she just wants to shove it in Gari's face. Like,
she just
wants to make his wife uncomfortable. Like, she's bragging about it at this point.
It's weird to call him your boyfriend.
Yeah. No, I don't
think that's not your boyfriend.
It's not. You cannot say it's an ex if you were having an affair. I don't know. It just seemed really suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably, that's another.
What if that lady was like, oh, who was it?
I know. Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, guys, in the picture you can see it has the same exact little rectangle on it.
That's crazy. So gun to my head, yeah, I do think that something happened.
Wow.
I mean, this must have been years worth. If it's that serious that you have his jacket.
Wow.
That you just left it at your house. But through all of this, like, maybe his reputation in India has suffered, but it does seem like he's still beloved. Like, I feel like when people isolate him by himself, like, they don't really think of him as a cheater.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've talked about this on our podcast so many times. Like, these men in powerful positions, like, when they have access to any women they want, will they take advantage of it? And unfortunately, a lot of them do.
I know. It's really disappointing.
Yeah.
We've seen so many men cheat on this show. Is this episode 40?
I think it might be. Yeah.
Wow. 40 episodes. That's crazy. God. It's not that new anymore. Yeah.
I know. It's not new.
Like, oh, it's a new podcast. Yeah. We'll probably be at a year. Do we start this in August?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. So 40 episodes. A lot of them have had men cheating.
Yeah. And his relationship with Gari, I feel like, is in India, like, I would say it's the equivalent of, like, who's some couple here that everybody's like, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like, yeah. They're so publicly in love and affectionate, and it's like a couple goals for people, but I don't know. I think he's also been rumored to have affairs with other women in Bollywood, too. Like, Priyanka's not the only woman that he's supposedly cheated with.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. And she, I don't think he's even, like, the only man that people think that she's had an affair with.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I heard on that celebrity memoir book club.
Yeah,
I feel that was, like, 2 years ago when I listened to it.
Do you think people think that's her MO to, like, that she was, like, advancing her career by, like, sleeping with married men? But I don't know. But, yeah, that's it.
Wow.
That's all the evidence that I have.
Piggy Chopra and SRK. Mm-hmm. Wow. Chances that they'll get back together?
So now she is with Nick Jonas, and it's so funny that she was asked about surrogacy, and yeah. She's like, I have no opinion on it. And then years later, she did welcome a baby via surrogacy.
I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. So they have a child, too. I don't think SRK has ever been asked about that. Seems like they both are living such separate lives, but
yeah,
I do wonder, like, you know, I mean, it does seem like it was such a big deal, like, will their paths cross again? I mean, they're such big,
it's possible.
It seems like Bollywood is a very small connected industry.
So is Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It is far away, but I'm sure she goes back a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe. Never really over.
Yeah. Never really over. Say it's really over.
Wow. That's interesting. I feel like they were together.
Me too.
And, like, okay, if he's the India version of Brad Pitt, I don't know. I just feel like guys like that. What's even really that shocking about it?
Exactly.
You know? Like, so many of these men do have affairs.
I would be shocked if reality. He didn't.
I know.
It's unfortunate to say that. But it is sad. It is sad that people really, I feel like, are a lot more judgmental of Priyanka than they are to him.
That's true.
Like, he's still the king of Bollywood. He's still the leading man. And the fact that she had to leave and go for Hollywood. But
I am curious about her other supposed affairs.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. And I had tunnel vision with this.
Yeah.
Thought it would be too overwhelming to try to include that as well.
Yeah. Well, she seems to be doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. So somehow she got her way out of it.
Yeah, it's in the past now. I mean, he's almost 60. I mean.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. She did go afterwards. She went for a younger man too.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's it. So next week, who are we talking about?
Next week, we are talking about it's kind of funny because we did JFK Jr. recently, but we're talking about a political couple, I guess you can say.
In the United States?
In the United States, yep. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Tell me I'm your national anthem. Yeah. Well, I don't want to end it.
I know.
What the heck?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you're new to the Patreon, thank you so much for supporting us. It really means so much to us.
Thank you so much to everybody subscribed. Seriously, we love you. We see everybody coming in our email and really appreciate it, and we always read comments and stuff too, so if you have any suggestions, let us know.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll get back together next week.
Get back together next week. Peace.
PC.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall